This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Sometimes gardening is more than just planting vegetables and flowers. One of the oldest nature centers in the country at Florida Atlantic University is helping teach middle schoolers they can have an effect on their environment. I visited Tradewinds Middle School in Palm Beach County.
If you notice on the fence, you'll see some soda bottles. We planted strawberries and different herbs and cucumbers in these bottles. We saw it on Pinterest. We were looking up something else, saw that kids said, Miss Atkins, can we do that? Okay.
That sentiment.
Okay.
Is a good way to sum up Melissa Atkins' educational philosophy. She teaches science to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders here at Tradewinds Middle in Green Acres, sometimes in her classroom and sometimes outside in the school garden.
When they ask me, can we do something, 90% of the time, I'm going to tell them yes.
Like that one day at school when she had some peppers left over from her lunch.
It was one of those days that I just didn't have time to finish my lunch during lunch. So I was just eating them at my desk and the kids wanted one. And I'm like, I don't have enough to go around. Well, can we grow them? Okay. Got some of those little peat pots. We put the seeds in and we had beautiful, beautiful pepper plants. The little mini peppers, the orange, the yellow, the red, the green.
Tradewinds Middle has been designated a green school. The stamp of approval comes from Pine Jog Environmental Education Center at FAU. It's in West Palm Beach alongside 135 acres of mostly pine flatwood forest.
One of the oldest environmental ed centers of its kind in the U.S. We're about to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
Lauren Butcher runs the Green Schools program at Pine Jog. The center recently won a national prize for promoting environmental education, $100,000. There are 129 green schools in Palm Beach and Martin counties, public and private. That label helps them get grants for activities like planting vegetable gardens, flowers that produce food for butterflies, and special peach trees that were developed by the University of Florida to thrive in our subtropical climate.
Students see that their learning matters and that their actions count. And it's not just that it will help one day, but they are having an impact right now.
Like when the students plant trees.
They take out the carbon dioxide and the oxygen that we need to breathe to help us keep us alive. So without plants, we would all die.
We gotta save the earth, because the earth might die someday and we don't know about it because we'll be too busy on our phones.
Sabrina Swain and Timesha Patterson-Wilson both go to Tradewinds Middle. Their favorite part of gardening is eating mulberries right off the bushes at school.
What do they taste like? I've never had one.
Like kind of not like
really.
Raspberries.
They taste
like a bit more sour. The bigger ones, the squishier ones are sweeter.
Seventh grader Samantha Gotthoffer says she got mulberry juice all over herself.
Well, I had like red and purple all over my fingers and on my shoes. It was all over my shoes.
I wonder if working in the garden changed the way you guys felt about vegetables and fruits.
Yeah. It's really much.
The berries.
Because when you go to the store, it's like, oh, buy this. Okay. Don't really understand where it comes from. But when you grow it yourself, there's a satisfaction of you eating. Say, wow, the work we did for this so we can eat this.
Providing food like eggplant and tomatoes was actually the main purpose of the school garden at first. A former culinary teacher planted it 5 years ago, before Tradewinds got the Green School recognition. When that teacher left, the garden sat dormant for a year before Mrs. Atkins took it over. She tends to it on weekends and over the summer.
I live 5 minutes away, so I run over, pull vegetables off. I go into my principal and say, here, I brought you some tomatoes. I brought you some peppers. Or whomever's working, I'll tell the custodians, please help yourself. You know, don't let the food go to waste.
The garden's on one side of Tradewinds Middle. And in front of the school, the students planted endangered native Florida orchids in the trees. It's another program run by the Pine Jog Center at FAU.
I should have brought a yardstick. See this branch right here with the green on it?
Yes.
If you go up one more branch right in the crook of the tree, you see those little green leaves sticking out? They're
yes.
very long
yes.
and spindly. That's an orchid. We're waiting and hoping for the day where we see blooms. Follow me on Twitter and you'll get to see it too.
Do you know when that might happen?
Maybe another year or so.
You can find her on Twitter at Mrs. Atkins TMS. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Green Acres.